public opinion surveys show a close race for the Democratic nomination for governor, so the winner tomorrow may be the campaign that does the best job of getting its supporters out to the polls. Tom Barrett's campaign says it's making 300,000 calls around the state and distributing 250,000 pieces of literature. At Barrett's Milwaukee headquarters, a volunteer named David is among several people working the phones.
On Tuesday is the big day. We're trying to remind everyone that this is going to be a very close race. It's important that you get out and vote for Tom and remind your friends and family to do the same.
Barrett campaign manager Joel Brennan claims the campaign has the strongest field effort of any of the three Democrats.
We're reaching out to the thousands of people that Tom has already touched in the campaign, many of whom are already his supporters, but many of whom I would guess fall into that large group of undecided voters that people have been talking about over the last week.
Barrett himself is staying in southeastern Wisconsin over the next day, working to reinforce his Milwaukee area base, which may provide 40% of the Democratic vote tomorrow. On the other hand, James Doyle is traveling all over the state today. He says he also has a number of supporters working on getting people out to the polls, including his backers in organized labor.
I have the teachers, firefighters, police officers, teamsters, pipe trades, operating engineers, others are all for me, and they're going to work very hard to get their members out, so I think we're going to be in good shape with turnout.
Candidate Kathleen Falk is also getting some unsolicited help from a labor group. The Service Employees International Union hopes to have a computer make 100,000 calls to strong and would-be supporters of Falk. Here's the version of the union's ad going to nurses.
We found that only Kathleen Falk has a detailed plan to reform health care in Wisconsin with a clear and credible way to fund it. Falk's plan reads like nurses wrote it.
Falk's campaign is also making its own calls and lit drops. Candidate Falk is spending most of the last 24 hours of the campaign attending to her base in Dane County. Come Wednesday, the winner of the Democratic primary goes back out on the road to battle likely GOP nominee Scott McCallum and several third-party and independent candidates. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.